And this is Think the Thoughts That You Want to Think.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love. You radiant beings, you. You gods and goddesses. I hope, excuse me, that is sinking into everybody, that we truly are creative people, that we are one with this thing that we call God. Therefore, we can call ourselves gods and goddesses. Now, when people ask me about the god and goddess thing, where do you get that from? It's in the Bible, people. If anyone ever reads the Bible, in the Bible it says, know that ye are gods. It's right in there. You cannot beat that one. So, when people say, oh no, that's not it. It's in there. If you don't read the Bible, people, Google it. It'll tell you.
So,
you can find anything on Google.
Okay.
So anyway, what I want to do is apologize for last week. I am so sorry with the breakdown in communication. I'm sorry that I wasn't here. I look forward to these classes. I love these classes. So I do everything in my power to come, but I just was not powerful enough to make myself get over here last Monday. But I was powerful enough to heal myself, so that is a good one. And let's talk one moment about healing and so forth. Not one time did I feel guilty, sorry, or say, how did I cause this? That is absolute waste of time, people. Once you have something and it enters your life, then you say, what can I do about this? How can I get rid of this? How can I make this different? But you don't sit there and say, oh, I must have thought the wrong thought. Now look what I've done and all that. You can't do that to yourself. You can't do that to yourself. If you're sick, heal yourself. But don't punish yourself about it. You know, it's only going to get worse and last longer if you do things like that. The body is quite capable of healing itself. This thing that we call God is quite capable of healing us. So use those powers and do that for you. Now, was there any, since we didn't have questions and answers, last month's talks were on, is it necessary? Is that type of thinking that you're doing necessary? Is everyone clear about that? What I mean when I say necessary? It's always going to be about our mind, people. And we're always going to have to be a witness to our own thinking. We have to be able to see what we're doing all the time. And what happens is we get so discombobulated with the world that we allow the world to start thinking instead of us thinking our thoughts, you see. So I'll give you an example. Oh, I wanted to talk a moment about Easter. I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter. I don't know if you watch the television and the newspapers and all that. It's completely geared. There was not one metaphysical thing on television that I could find. It's all geared to Christianity, and it's completely geared to God in heaven. They say he throughout everything you turn on. Everything you turned on, and there were a lot of programs because of Easter, and they still do that. So it perpetuates itself. So you people and myself, we broke away from that type of thinking. And we have to stay away from that type of thinking. It will not get you where you want to go, because it teaches, what does most religions teach? Shame and guilt. And that's how they keep you in line with shame and guilt. This teaching does not teach shame and guilt. That's just a wasted energy. That's one of the things that is not necessary in your life anymore. So just get rid of those things. Now, about the mind, since we're always talking about the mind, and we're going to continue this month with the idea to learn to think the thought that you want to think. You are creating your life thought by thought by thought. Every thought counts that you're doing. There's no such thing as a frivolous thought. You may think it's frivolous, but it's not. It's every thought you think goes someplace and does something, and you must realize that. And if you want to change your life, you have to change the thoughts that are going through your mind. That's all you have to do. But I wanted to tell you a cute story on myself, of course, so we can emphasize this thing. Is it necessary? I have a college roommate that I and a friend. He was my college roommate and my friend for over 50 years. I sent him something. He now lives in Palm Springs. I sent him something that another friend of he knew and I knew off, and I never heard a word back from him. Never heard a word back from him. So my mind says, you see, Dallas, after all these years, and look what he's done to you, and this going on, and that going on, and I'm ready to send a nice, nasty note to him and say, forget it, the friendship is over. So I caught myself with those thoughts, and I said, these are not necessary thoughts, Dallas. So I changed that thinking. As soon as I changed the thinking, he called. And he said, I've been trying to call you. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, your phone, it does. Well, I had a client, and I turned the phone off. And then I forget always to turn the phone back on. So you see, the whole thing was my fault. But the unnecessary thing was to let your mind go down that road, throw out a friend of 50 years, and think all these devastating thoughts. Not necessary. It is just not. But we're so used to it. And we get into it. And we see everybody else do it, and we think that's the way it's supposed to work. It's not supposed to work that way, people. So don't waste your time with all that kind of stuff. So now, in this month, we want to learn to think the thought that we want to think. Now, I've told you that. You've heard me say that so many times. Think the thought that you want to think. And it's in Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind book. And I think it's on page 181. I could be wrong about the page number. I haven't looked it up lately. But it's right in there. Here again, you could Google that probably too. I don't know. So the idea in your life is, what thought do I want to think? Do I want to think a thought of abundance and prosperity? Or do I want to think a thought of lack and limitation? When you think a thought of lack and limitation, you're creating lack and limitation. When you're thinking abundance and prosperity, you're creating abundance and prosperity. We're creating all this stuff. We create everything. We can say it's collective thinking. We can say it's the collective dream, whatever you want to call it. But you want to be able to see that and be able to get out of it. We do not want lack and limitation in our life. But yet we hear that constantly, don't we? And we see that constantly. Just ignore it and go back to the thought that you want to think. That this life is absolutely abundant. That you are abundant. Saturday, the day before Easter, I was sitting in my chair. And then absolutely, I became overwhelmed with a feeling of gratitude. Not thinking gratitude. The feeling of gratitude was overwhelming. I looked around my house. I was grateful for that, grateful for where I live, grateful for my life as it is. And also, I came to the conclusion, everything is operating exactly the way it's supposed to. Everything is unfolding exactly the way it is supposed to. When we step in there and think, oh, it should do this, something different, we're throwing a wrench into the whole works. Let life unfold for you. Let your life unfold for you. It will unfold magnificently because you are expressing the life of God. And you have to know that. So we get boggled down by the world, because the world, of course, is very, very convincing. And the other thing that's convincing is what? Your mind is always trying to convince you. My mind was trying to convince me that my friend no longer was of any value, anything whatsoever, and this whole, you know, it was just, it's ridiculous, those things. You have to catch them and change them. So learn to think the thought that you want to think. Oh, I can't think, I'm not prosperous. Well, no, and you're never going to be if you don't learn to change your mind and start thinking prosperous thoughts. Things will happen. Things will come to you. It doesn't always mean it. Well, I know many people sit around going, and they think money's going to drop out of the ceiling. It is not going to do that. That is not what this thing is, you see. Something wonderful will happen to you, but money is not going to drop into your lap. And people absolutely believe that. People take these courses, or they did years ago, I know, and they thought, oh, I just have to prove that I'm abundant. So I'll just go out and buy this, and write checks and run up my credit cards and do all that, and that will show the universe that I am a prosperous human being. It shows the universe that you're stupid. It does. You can't do that. You have to use your wisdom, and you have to be careful. Be careful with your money. The more you respect your money, the more care you take of your money, the more money you're going to get. If you can't take care of money, you're not going to get money. But some people, oh, I don't know anything about money. Well, learn something about it. Learn. That's all. Change your mind about those things. That's all it takes, people, is changing your mind. When we learn to think the thought that we want to think, can you see? Now you're creating your life. The reason why we don't think the thought that we want to think is because we're still not convinced that we are not our mind. We get sucked in every time and we think, ah, the mind, that's me. And the mind is not you. You see, you can't do that to yourself. You have to detach from the mind. See yourself here and watch yourself, what you're doing. That's all you do. You watch. Oh. Hmm. And you can learn to do that, by the way. And then that, you see, when you detach yourself, you finally come to a point where you see the authenticity of your own life. You see that. But when you're looking with the mind, you're not going to see that at all. The mind is just nothing more than a storehouse of information. It's a very powerful computer. And when you learn to use it correctly, it will do what you want it to do. But we keep falling for that idea that the mind is everything. And here again, it's very delicate, because the mind is everything. The mind is everything, but it is not you. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use, and we must learn to use it. If you want to call it programming, whatever you want to call it, you have to do that, you see. If you're going to learn to think the thought that you want to think. So wouldn't that be lovely if you always came into your mind exactly what you wanted it to say to you, instead of letting it go down this path, that path? Because the mind will destroy So you want to put in your mind the thinking that you want to think. You see? And once you're in this teaching, and once you realize that prosperity and abundance is everywhere, that health is everywhere, that all these things are absolutely there, and you think them, now you're living in that atmosphere. You see? And when you live in an atmosphere of prosperity, abundance, of health, you will receive those things because you are creating that reality. And you're creating that reality with your thinking. It's not too complicated. But the mind will convince you every time that it is you. And you must say, no, mind, I'm taking control here. I'm the one that's in control. I control my thinking. Therefore, I control my life. You see? One of the first things that I learned when I was in metaphysics was the whole idea, and it was one of their slogans, change your mind, change your life. Change your mind, change your life. Sounds very good, doesn't it? But they don't tell you that that's easy. But the difficult part is keeping your mind changed, because your mind will go right back to where it was. It always springs right back to where it was. So you have to give it time, and you have to keep doing it, and you never, never give up on that idea that you are controlling your thinking, you are controlling your mind, and therefore you are controlling your life. So that's where that change your mind, change your life comes in. I think I told you this once before, but I'll do it again. Napoleon Hill wrote a book. I forget the year he wrote it, and I think it was in the 30s. Here again, you can Google that. Called Think and Grow Rich. Now that book has been around all these years. I forget how many millions of copies are sold. They're still sold today. So everyone on this planet, or everyone who read that book, should be rich. And they're not rich. They're not rich. The book makes absolute sense, but what Napoleon Hill did, he only interviewed people that already had money. Carnegie. Four, all the people that already had money. You see, it doesn't work that way. You see, he never said, you have to change your thinking and get rid of the limited thinking and think some new thought about yourself, about money, about all the things that are going on. It's up to you to do the thinking. Most people allow other people to do all their thinking for them. They certainly allow the media to do all the thinking for them. You know. But does anyone know why in the Bible Jesus always referred to the flock and the sheep? Because sheep are the dumbest animal on the face of the earth. They are. They may be cute, but they're dumb. If one goes over the cliff, they all go over the cliff. They don't stop. If one does it, they all do it. That is why the shepherd had the hook to bring him back, to hook him back, and that's why the Pope walks with a staff today, with that shepherd, with the shepherd's staff. We've got to learn to think for ourselves. You are not sheep being led anywhere. But people do that. And you see that all the time. You know, Remember when you were a child, your mother would say to you, well, just because I jumped off the bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge too? And then we still have that. No, don't jump off the bridge, people. Don't be sheep. Be yourself. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. That you can do this stuff. That is what the most marvelous thing about this teaching is. You can change your mind. You can. It has been proven. It takes a little work. Because you have to get rid of all the garbage you have told yourself. You know, I'm not good enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not pretty enough, my teeth aren't straight, this isn't going on, that isn't going on. All that stuff that bombards your mind means absolutely nothing, people. Don't think those thoughts. Don't do it to yourself. You see? No one tells you that. I could use it, of course, the land of Nod. In the land of Nod, those people always think the same thing. Always think the same thing. You see? If this thing called God is infinite, is ever expanding, and everything is possible, then why do you want to keep thinking the same thought all the time? Think a new thought, a better thought, a higher thought. Do that for yourself. Don't listen to that stuff that's going on out there. It's fun sometimes to listen to it. But I can absolutely see that if you watch those things long enough, especially the commercials on television, they're going to get into your consciousness somehow. That's what that's about, you know. They just keep doing them until you say, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. You know. When I lived in Cherokee, North Carolina, those people knew every commercial and they knew everything. If you would say something, they'd say, get the big red gum. Get a diehard battery. Get that. They knew from all the advertising that kept bombarding them and bombarding them and bombarding them. Learn, people, to investigate things. Learn to think for yourself. And certainly, learn to think the thought that you want to think. You can do that. It's an easy, easy thing. But you just have to keep working on it. And you can do it. Just work on it. Make it a fun thing for you. And after all these years, you see, my mind still does crazy things to me. You know, I was ready with that friend, 50 years friendship, to say, well, phew, the heck with it. You see, it was my mind doing that to me. I wasn't doing that. My mind was doing that to me. You have to catch the mind. You have to tell it. Jerry loves the one. Tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. Just tell it to get away from you.
What made him come back?
Pardon?
What made him come back?
Who, Nord?
Your friend. Yeah.
My friend? What made him come back is when I gave up the idea that I was no longer a friendship. And I think the other thing probably had something to do with me plugging the phone back in. See, I had the phone off. He said, well, I've been trying to call you. See, we never know, do we? What, you know? We have to give everything and everybody that shadow of a doubt thing and see. Instead of, as soon as I investigated and knew the phone was, there the connection was again. And there I didn't lose a friend over the whole thing. But this is how we lose friends. This is how we run our lives. I know many people that are like that. You know, they lose sight of everything. They let the mind carry them someplace that we do not want to go. So don't do it. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. and you will find all the difference in the world in your life. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.